This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
Wow. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Oh, okay. Listen, my name's Adrian, but my wife's name is Lisa. She's 5'4", comes up about right here. She has blonde hair and blue eyes, and she is a righteous fox, cha-ching. When in Rome, they do as she does. See, that's funny. All right, we're going to be in 1 Timothy. Take your time, hurry up. 1 Timothy, get your Bibles out or your phones or whatever you use. It's on page 1581. See, that's funny. No one ever gets that, though. That's funny. Chapter 5, I have a confession to make. I have skimmed through chapter 5, I don't know, maybe 25 times in my life, maybe 30 times in my life, just skimmed through it, and I apologize, because, it talks about a lot of stuff that are, okay, well, watch this now. Something jumped off the page at me because I was doing a lesson on chapter 5 to a Sunday school class one time, and I was going through it, and I thought, you know what? Something jumped off the page at me. Verse 24 hit me in the head. I don't know how many times I've read it, but I've missed it every time. Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever come across a verse where just, pow, jumped off the page at you? Okay, just sit there. Okay, now watch this now. Here's what we're going to do. It's verse 24. It says, the sins of some men are obvious, reaching a place of judgment ahead of them. The sins of others trail behind them. And then verse 25 says, in the same way, good deeds are obvious, even those that are not, cannot be hidden. So it's like an opposite verses. Verse 24 and 25 are opposites. When you do good things, some of the good things are obvious and everyone sees it and you get praised for it. But some deeds are done in secret, but you're still going to get blessed for them in the end time, in the judgment time, you're going to get blessed for them. The opposite of that are the sins. Some sins that we do go before us and lead to our judgment. So who is Paul writing to? Well, he's writing to Timothy. This is what's called a pastoral epistle. This book is for us in this school. This is our book. Paul is saying to us here, some sins go before us and lead to our destruction. And my heart has been crushed more than once by friends who have gone into sin and their sins have been found out. Actually, those were secrets that they trailed behind them for a while. And then they were found out, they captured them and whatnot. And I've had to vote on having them excommunicated. Pastors put out of the ministry. People who have graduated from here, whose sins have gone before them and led to their judgment. And he was talking about that earlier in First Timothy, about how we're pastors and we're leaders of the church, and we have to be very careful about our sins. Some of them go before us, but the sins I want to talk about now, seems like there's two different types of sins here, are the ones that trail behind us. Now, why would a sin trail behind us? Now, I've just recently, I think it was in year 2007, because I'm a post-tribber, you probably don't know what that means. I've recently taken up hunting because I don't want to put a mark on the back of my hand, or just in case I'm here, just in case for my dispensational friends over here. I love you. Now watch this now. I mean, just in case. I mean, I've taken up hunting, and I've actually done a lot of hunting recently, but when I first started, I was not very good. The first time ever was I went hunting with a group of four guys. I was discipling the men. They said, we'll take you hunting if you'll disciple us. I said, that's a good trade. So they asked me, what do I want to shoot first? I said, well, I want a 6-point. Now, for my PETA friends in the room, I'm sorry. I love you. Acts 10:13 is a good verse. Arise, Peter, kill and eat. But I didn't say that. I'm just saying. I'm just quoting a verse. I'm just quoting a verse. Just leave me alone. So watch this now. So let's just keep going before I get in trouble here. So I'm a big fan of hunting, and I don't ever waste the food. It's either going to somebody or we eat it or something. But the guys asked me, what do you want first? I said, I want a 6-point. I didn't really know what a 6-point was, but I heard people talk about 8-point and 4 points and all these different points on the little pachita that come out of the thing's head. And so I said, I mean, this is how much I knew about it. I used to make fun of hunters. I used to think they're the biggest sissies on the planet. Why are you breathing so hard and so on and so forth? And I said, I want a 6-point. They said, we came around the corner, and there's a field out there with a herd of deer out there in the middle of the field. And in the middle of the herd was a 6-point buck. And they said, there's one out there. Take this gun and shoot him. Now, I've never shot a gun before. Never for my military guys. I'm sorry. I got the gun up there, and the little thing, scope thing, was broken. It didn't work. It was all black. I couldn't see it. I said, I can't see through the scope thing. They said, you got to get eye relief. I didn't know what eye relief meant, so I got a little closer. I said, oh, I can see it. Got a little closer. Oh, I can see him good now. And there's a plus sign in the middle of it. This little plus sign was moving all over that herd of deer like this. I mean, it was going from the trees. I looked at the front of the gun and said, what's going on here? This is weird. Thing's broken or something. My heart was going beating inside of my chest. I had what's called buck fever. And so I'm going, this is, I mean, I was nervous and I was breathing hard. I was thinking, so I said, come on, man, you're an athlete. You could do this. Come on, man up here. So I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull the trigger when the thing's passing through his chest. True story. Have you heard this? I don't know if you heard this. So I said, bam, I am not lying. Just saying that means, oh, he's lying. But listen to me. I'm not lying here. I missed, and the deer didn't even look up. Except for the middle guy. The middle guy that I'm shooting at, he looks up and goes. And I know what he's saying. Don't move. He'll hit you. They said, I think you missed. Shoot again. So I put another bullet in there. Bam! I shot again. Nothing. All of the deer are looking at us now. These guys are laughing out loud. I said, aren't you supposed to be quiet? It's only about 350 yards. Well, I didn't know how far I was supposed to be shooting here. I'm shooting freehand. They're messing with me the whole time. They said, shoot again. Bam, I shot again. I said, I'm out of bullets. Hit nothing. Tree branches are falling behind them. They said, here, get him another gun. They threw me another gun. Bam, and the deer go, okay, let's go in the woods now. And they start walking in the woods. They didn't even run. I missed all four times. Horrible. Stayed up all night thinking, come on, you're a man. Just panicking, crushing my soul. The next morning I get up, we're going on our last day of the hunt. It's the last hour, the last day of the hunt. And I look down the field there, and there's this majestic 8-point, walking out there. And my heart started going, they said it's 950 yards. I said, I can hit him. Parker, come on, I can hit him. They said, no, we're going to have to stalk him. And so I said, okay, let's get, this guy's about 5'8", and I'm 5'18". So he said, stay low and stay behind me. I said, what? So I get down for 850 yards. And I'm pretty good. I'm sweating. I think I lost 4 pounds. So he says, well, sit down. And he gives me this shooting stick. I said, why didn't you give me that yesterday? He said, because he was messing with me, trying to make me shoot free-handed my first shot. So I said, okay, fine. I got down on my hunches. That big, majestic monster guy walks back in the woods. I go, come on. And then this guy comes out. He has 4 points on one side and 1 point on the other. It's like, it looked like he'd been in some bad chemical. I said, what's going on? He said, you might have to shoot him. He's a management buck. You could get rid of him and help out our herd. I said, okay. But I said, I can't eat him, though, because he's been in some bad drugs. And so he said, I don't know. Then I get myself set up there on that guy, sit down on my haunches, got the thing on the, and I'm just thinking, the plus sign is still bouncing all over the place. And then the big guy walks out. He just sits on turns and says, how about right here? So I said, so I got it on him. The plus, I said, come on. I breathed all the way in, breathed out halfway, stopped. The thing froze on him. Bam, dropped him. If it's brown, it's down. I did a quarter mile sprint in about 32 seconds. Listen, I trailed that animal. And my intention when I trailed behind it was to kill it, to hang it up. Don't mean to be too vivid here, but to skin it, to let all it drain out, to cut the meat off it, to soak it in some, you know, some whole milk overnight, to put it in some Italian dressing, to put it on the grill, put some stuff on it, and to eat the thing. That was my intention the entire time. Trail it, kill it, eat it. And I think that's what our secret sins want to do to us. I believe with all of my heart, our secret sins that trail behind us that no one knows about, the secret ones, the things we're looking at on the internet, the things we do that no one else knows about, but God himself even, and we, our closest friends don't know about them, they intend on trailing behind us to kill us, and they will, unless you bust them
Now, what do I mean by busting them?
I was turkey hunting one time, and I've never called a bird in my life until this time. And I've wanted to. I've heard about our president being able to, great turkey hunter. So I'm sitting there. I got my little scratch. A turkey's out in the field for 45 minutes going, and it's just fanning out. And my heart's going, come on! And I've got my blind up, my little hens out there, little decoy thing. And it stays out there for an hour. I'm calling for an hour. It's not moving. It's 150 yards away. I can see him. And then all of a sudden, three Jakes come in the field, little one-year-old birds. And so the turkey says, that's my hen. It starts walking tick, 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 straight towards me. So I'm going, it's coming home. We're going to have meat tonight. And so I get my gun ready behind this tree. And a little stopcock on the edge of the gun, little thing, hits the bark. Just a little, it's all, it's just, that bird at 75 yards goes, bark! And looks right at me. Busted. Then it goes, and it flies away. I came out, bam, bam, bam. That's 12 bucks worth of shells. Thanks a lot. Nothing. Just got, the bird busted me. The greatest thing you can ever do to the secret sins in your life is to bust them. Turn around and see them. Look at them. Do not let them be a secret. I have my phone, Craig Suds. Craig, raise your hand over, Craig. Craig Suds is one of my accountability partners. On my phone, I have covenanteyes.com, $5 a month. All my computers are all guarded. Everything I have is guarded. And it's going to be going to you. It goes to Foster Christie as well. I mean, I bust your sins. Don't let them sneak up behind you. Turn around and see them busted. They fly away. Or you fly away, get out. Because when you bust the hunter, you're free. I can't outrun a deer. I can't outfly a turkey. If you bust the sin, you're free. Just a little devotion this morning. I wanted to give you that devotion because I'm afraid secret sins have plagued us. And the best way to take care of them is to see them, bust them, help others to see them. See that thing right there? It's coming to kill us. Let's get out of here. So be accountable to each other. Don't let the secret sins bust you. My Timothys and Timotheas in the room. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for Dylan's testimony, for the testimony of this university that reaches the nations for the cause of Christ. We love you, Papa. I pray in Jesus' name that sins that trail behind us will be busted today. That your spirit would help us bust them. That we would get away free. Thank you, Lord, so much for this word. Pierce our souls with it. We praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.